From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The United States is promising more transparency on the government's sometimes controversial use of drones to strike at terror targets. White House counterterrorism advisor Lisa Monaco promised today the administration will release an assessment in the coming weeks of both militant and civilian casualties due to drone strikes dating back to 2009. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters today the U.S. considers the loss of life very carefully.
I can tell you that the Department of Defense applies the highest possible standard in avoiding civilian casualties before even deciding to move forward on an operation like this.
Earnest also says the release of drone strike data is consistent with President Barack Obama's commitment to transparency. It was a U.S. military strike on an al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia that killed 150 militants preparing for a large-scale attack this weekend. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
The attack targeted an al-Shabaab training camp in Razo, about 190 kilometers north of the capital, Mogadishu. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the United States watched the camps and noticed the fighters were training for a large-scale attack.
And they were nearing the completion of that training, and we took action to ensure that they couldn't put that training to use.
The Pentagon used both manned and unmanned aircraft to carry out the attack on the al-Shabaab campsite. Initial assessments report no civilian casualties. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Turkey wants the European Union to double the aid it's giving to Ankara to deal with the migrant crisis, the European Parliament's president says. As EU representatives meet with their Turkish counterparts at a summit in Brussels this week, thousands of people are stranded at a border of Greece and Macedonia, waiting for help. This is VOA News.